heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet. In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Honored viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia and the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, in the Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Zhongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchong Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, 8,000 students receive scholarship awards from the Yobe government in Nigeria. In Green Living News, a home builder in the United States promotes sustainable construction practices. In sports news, Formosa or Taiwan will host Deaf Olympics. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 21st, the mother, the co-founder of Sri Aurobindo's ashram in southern India, was born as Mira Alfasa in Paris, France in 1878. The mother, as she was respectfully called, was a woman of Egyptian descent who worked with Sri Aurobindo as yogi, philosopher and teacher. Together, both these vegetarians made efforts in developing a process of spiritual transformation. The Sri Aurobindo Ashram was established by them in 1926. May we all be led by noble ideals to bring about a more spiritually elevated way of life on our planet.
Surprise live news, video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai during Philippine former president's visit to Formosa or Taiwan. His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos, the 12th President of the Philippines and Chairman of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, has been invited to Formosa to visit the Taiwanese Chamber of the South Philippines, a nonprofit association that promotes the two regions' closer ties. In February 2007, Supreme Master Qinghai had presented the esteemed statesman with the Shining World Leadership Award in a grand ceremony in Shihu, Formosa. As part of his trip, His Excellency Mr. Ramos had expressed his wish to visit the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Center in Taipei. Honored by this opportunity, our association members invited Mr. Ramos and other visiting dignitaries as special guests to participate in the conference Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World. Also invited as a guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai, who was unable to be present but graciously agreed to attend via video conference instead. The live video conference, Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World, with Supreme Master Qinghai and Philippine former President Fidel Ramos, will be held this coming Saturday, February 21st, at 4:10 p.m. local time in Formosa and 9:10 a.m. Central European time. We respectfully welcome His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos to Formosa and our association centers. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for making time in her busy schedule to accept this invitation. May heaven bless the Philippines and Formosa evermore with shared friendship and peace.
Fly-in news. Morocco-based animal shelter receives gift from Supreme Master Qinghai. The Fondation Helga Heidrich SOS Anyamu is a unique organization that provides proper housing and a range of other services for animals in need. Many arrive abused, injured, neglected, or homeless. The foundation is supported primarily through the generosity of private individuals. Upon learning of its work, Supreme Master Qinghai sent a donation of 10,020 euros to help the vulnerable animals, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of 152,600 US dollars in goods in the United States, based on the cost of living in Morocco. The following is an excerpt from a letter of thanks written by the group's founder, Ms. Helga Heidrich.
Nous tenions à vous remercier personnellement pour votre solidarité et votre soutien en faveur de nos animaux et de la Fondation en général. Nous vous assurons que l'argent servira uniquement à la Fondation Helga Heidrich, SOS Animaux. Actuellement, nous travaillons sur beaucoup de projets à la fois. Construction d'un lieu de paix pour les animaux en détresse et pour nos animaux sauvés. 66 chiens, 25 chats, 39 équidés, 3 singes, etc., etc. Un centre de stérilisation et de vaccination contre la rage pour réduire le problème des chiens et des chats errants et pour éliminer le massacre de masse avec la strychnine. Encore mille et un merci de Marrakech au Maroc, Helga Heidrich.
We join in gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her example of boundless love for all beings. Some of the most precious being our animal friends. We are thankful to know that caring people in groups like Ms. Heidrich and the Fondation Helga Heidrich SOS Anyamu exist to save lives and bring comfort to many animals in need. Blessed be humans' kind endeavors in protecting these innocent co-inhabitants.
the Balkans struck by heavy snowstorm. On Thursday, residents of southeastern Europe found themselves facing heavy snowfall, strong winds, freezing temperatures, and ice. Access to 30 Serbian villages was blocked, and 12 lost power, with a surge in road accidents that left at least 44 injured and caused 2 fatalities. Several mountain villages in southern Kosovo were rendered inaccessible and without power. In Albania, at least 10,000 people in 5 municipalities were isolated as police rescued those on highways whose vehicles were stranded in the snow. On February 20th, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded quickly with a pledge to donate $15,000 and a message for our association's relief team to send some help, if possible, to the most affected areas. We greatly appreciate the swift assistance of all rescue personnel as we pray that the heavens watch over the storm-afflicted residents of the Balkans region. Let us do our part in curbing these weather extremities by leading kinder and more considerate lifestyles.
Second volcanic eruption in Chile. Following the Chaiten volcano's initial eruption and widespread evacuation in 2008, 160 remaining residents of Chaiten were asked to depart on Thursday as the volcano spewed a massive cloud of gas, molten rock, and ash, with its materials threatening to block a river and cause flooding. For their safety, the government plans to relocate all the townspeople of Chaiten. Our gratitude, Chile, for your care in safeguarding the residents of the area, and we pray for their protection as they move to safer locations. May such future disruptions be alleviated through humanity's more caring stewardship of the planet.
Severe storms affect southeastern United States. On Wednesday, the states of Georgia and Alabama were struck by tornadoes, hail, and lightning, which damaged buildings and toppled trees and power lines. In Georgia, where at least 3 tornadoes were reported, one person lost his life when his home was destroyed and at least 16 people were injured. On February 20th, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association's relief team to check if any urgent help is needed and pledged $15,000 if necessary. We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for this immediate offer of assistance and her concern. Our prayers are with the people affected by these devastating storms. Let our gentler regard of each other and Mother Earth help severe weather conditions such as these to subside.
Significant progress toward a peaceful Caucasus. The European Union Special Representative Pierre Morel announced that Russia, Georgia, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia have agreed to proposals for maintaining diplomatic relations during their fourth peace meeting held at the United Nations Geneva, Switzerland offices. Ongoing measures are being implemented to ensure continued harmony, and the four countries have also agreed to resume talks in May to discuss ways to bring more lasting stability to the region. Congratulations, Russia, Georgia, Abkhazia, and Ossetia on your significant steps towards a long-term accord. May all the neighboring brethren in the Caucasus region enjoy lives of comfort and peaceful coexistence.
Child rescued in the Philippines. 7-year-old Alston Portico, son of a local bank manager, was rescued on Tuesday in the southern province of Basilan. Philippine security personnel were instrumental in securing his freedom unharmed. We thank God for little Alston Portico's safe return and wish him peace and comfort in his family's loving reunion and care.
Save our planet. Livestock producers required to reveal emissions. A new regulation has gone into effect in the United States that requires livestock operations to report estimated emissions of ammonia and hydrogen sulfide to state and local authorities. This Environmental Protection Agency ruling resulted in part from the harmful effects to human health noted from these gases, which are emitted as a byproduct of certain livestock raising situations. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, we are grateful for this measure to safeguard public health. Our prayers that all people soon turn to the meat-free diet for a safer and cleaner environment for all. During the Climate Change International Conference on July 26, 2008, in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference about the dangerous health risks of gases emitted by the animal farming industry.
Just the hydrogen sulfide alone can cause irritation of different body organs, eyes, nose, throat, bronchial constriction, spontaneous abortion, impaired bodily functions, headaches, dizziness, vomiting, coughing, difficult breathing, eye damage, shock, coma, and death, etc. If concentrated dose is high enough, like, for example, 1,000 parts per million, ppm, then even one single inhalation caused immediately breathing stop and collapse. So there were some reports about animal farms in Minnesota which produce also hydrogen sulfide that causes people in the vicinity to vomit so much that they had to flee their own homes. And another incident in North Carolina in which residents from 26 counties are forced to stay indoor as the air quality was so poor and filled with pollutants, including highly toxic gas, hydrogen sulfide from animals. I'm sure these are not the single incidents concerning hydrogen sulfide produced by livestock raising.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save Our Planet, U.S. apartment building offers green living. A nonprofit developer in the state of Virginia, Arlington Partnership for Affordable Housing, has constructed Park Rosslyn, a 15-story building with 238 apartments. The appealing structure offers a combination of affordability and eco-friendliness through the use of recycled and green building materials, energy-efficient appliances, a rooftop covered by vegetation along with a rainwater collector, and discounted parking for hybrid vehicles, with animal companions also welcome. Arlington Partnership for Affordable Housing. We laud your thoughtful development that brings together affordable comfort and sustainability. We can't wait to see more living spaces like this that share the benefits of green housing with people throughout the world.
Save Our Planet. Website provides information on organic farming. In the United States, a website has been launched by the U.S. Cooperative Extension System to provide information about the ever-changing landscape of organic farming, which is also the fastest-growing area of U.S. agriculture. With information ranging from scientific data to expert answers provided for individual questions, the website can be accessed at www.extension.org/organic-production. Many thanks, U.S. Cooperative Extension System, for this timely and useful initiative to support and spread organic growing methods in the U.S. We look forward to seeing naturally grown food becoming ever more popular as it boosts our health, along with restoring the environment.
Save Our Planet, Sustainable Research Station in Antarctica. Belgium has opened the Princess Elisabeth, a polar base that will be used to study climate change and is the first of its kind to run entirely on solar and wind energy. Designed by Belgian explorer Alain Hubert, 8 wind turbines and 400 square meters of solar panels provide the octagonal spaceship-like base with hot water and electricity. Kudos Belgium for this premier sustainable polar base. May your green accomplishments in such an extreme region be an inspiration for similar developments in all corners of the world.
Save Our Planet. In a report entitled Kenya, Atlas of Our Changing Environment, the United Nations Environmental Program, or UNEP, warns that Kenya's food security is under serious threat due to environmental factors such as soil erosion and climate change.
Save Our Planet. Mexico's president, Felipe Calderón, inaugurates the country's first wind farm, also one of the world's largest, with additional future installations planned.
I'm Hippie the Zebra. I'm completely vegan. For tips on health safety, I'd like to tell you about an alternative to mothballs. To prevent moths and other insects from getting to your clothes, use lavender or cedar. They do not contain harmful fumes that are in mothballs. which can hurt you and your animal friends. You may want to use cedar balls scented with lavender for clothes in your drawers, or hang cedar blocks in your closet. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Nigerian state contributes $1.4 million in scholarships. The Yobe government granted the funding to 8,000 Nigerian students pursuing higher education in the nation and abroad. The financial support will cover tuition fees, accommodation, and living expenses. In addition, laptops have been provided for students in law school. Our respectful accolades and appreciation, Yobe government. Heaven bless your support of the younger generation. May the people of Nigeria enjoy a flourishing and peaceful era.
In Green Living News, a building firm from the United States supports sustainable technology. Mancusi Builders, located in the state of New Hampshire, is using a number of eco-friendly features in their latest home constructions. These include a geothermal heating and cooling system, foam insulation, and sustainable bamboo flooring. In response to a growing market for earth-conscious living, Mr. Mancusi, owner of the company, has decided to build only homes that abide by the stringent green rating system provided by the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Receiving certification from this organization ensures that the highest level of ecologically responsible housing. We salute your planet-protecting practice, Mr. Mancusi. May we all support technology that lessens our carbon footprint. Up next on Noteworthy News, thousands of athletes from 81 countries will participate in Dia Flyympics. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more lively news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energetic news for an active world. In sports news, Formosa or Taiwan will host Deaf Olympics in 2009. Almost 4,000 athletes representing 81 countries will participate in the 21st Summer Deaf Olympics in Taipei City. There are events for 20 different sports in the Games, which will be held September 5th to 15th, 2009. Over 2,800 volunteer international sign language translators will be trained to help support the athletes and officials. The Deaf Olympics, which has been organized by the International Committee of Sports for the Deaf since 1924, is authorized by the International Olympic Committee. Our best wishes to the top-notch athletes from around the world who will be performing. Congratulations and heaven's abundant blessings, Taipei City, on being the host of this great sports gathering.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Firefighter.
In the class, Johnny was writing an essay about a firefighter, and the teacher was passing by, and when she looked at his essay, in the middle there was a sentence that said, the firefighter came down the ladder pregnant. The teacher asked Johnny, but you don't know what pregnant means, do you? Johnny said, oh sure, it means carrying a child.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
This is my motto. The earth is my homeland, and people who live on it are my compatriots. I love all of the people and animals around the world. I don't eat meat anymore. If we love each other, we try not to waste energy, food and water. Love to you. Nushin, Iran.
Wise Nushin, your motto is wonderful. Please share your insight with as many people as you can. Once we all understand that only the vegan diet can protect both our precious animal friends and the earth, our homeland, how can we not adopt this delicious diet? This time is short. Let's join together and do all we can with Allah's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your life be endowed with joyous moments in service of others.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, along with the country's ministers of state, convened the first cabinet meeting of the new unity government.
In a Nicaraguan study, U.S. researcher Dr. Marie Coppola found that the inventive sign language developed by deaf children expands as they mature, adding breadth and richness to their communication.
Speaking to visiting American Jewish leaders, Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni affirmed her support for continuation of the peace process with Palestine.
Motivated in part by the documentary Earthlings, American actress Drema Walker has embarked on a 30-day vegan experience, which she reports enjoying and plans to continue.
Upon analyzing data from 52 studies, U.S. researchers found that the risk of colon cancer is reduced by 25% through regular exercise.
To improve public health care, in 2008, the regional government of Tibet constructed 20 county-level hospitals and 8 health care facilities, as well as renovating 10 district-level hospitals.
U.S. President Barack Obama telephones both Turkish President Abdullah Gül and Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan to discuss matters of the Middle East as well as furthering their country's cooperation.
In Iran's Hamadan province, archaeologists find an entire underground city with 25 rooms, halls, and corridors which appear to date back over 2,200 years.
The 24th World Winter University Games launches in Harbin, China, bringing together 1,600 athletes from 44 different countries to participate in friendly competition through winter sports.
UNESCO announces a free interactive atlas to track and help preserve over 2,500 languages, launching on February 21st in celebration of International Mother Language Day. Details.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com.